Genesis 5 and verse 18. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Welcome. Today you're probably weary from the burden of another week's work. While routine is the handmaid of the worker, its relentless demands can wear the strongest of us down. Variety is truly the spice of life. You might be rushing to a second job after your week's work, but the change from the long hours of doing one thing is in itself refreshing. To step out of that office or away from that workbench gives a new cause to keep you going. I trust you will have free time over the weekend to wind down, or even better, to wind up for another week ahead. May you find the strength to set yourself to seek the Lord. Free time is God's gift, and what a man or woman does with those discretionary hours tells a lot about your priorities. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Today, we are looking at Enoch, the man who walked with God. Communing, worshiping, and serving God was his routine, and he kept it up for 300 years after his conversion at age 65. Most of us are tapering off at 65. But for Enoch, it was time to get going and keep going in godly service. Let's start with a hymn today to awaken us out of sleep to a new walk with God. Encamped along the hills of light, ye soldier, Christian soldiers, rise. Yes, we are called to be soldiers for the Lord, and we cannot afford to put the armor off for long. Up now and sing along, it will revive your soul.
Oh, boys and girls. And I have to imagine the kids of our congregation that are normally here with us. And what a joy it is to see their little faces lighten up as I announce that I'm going to speak to the boys and girls. And my first question today, of course, is, do you remember what happened to that water when the ink was dropped into it? Did you see how it turned black? Every particle of the water was polluted. Well, that happened to Adam and Eve, and it also happened to their children. When they had children, they too had black hearts filled with sin. And the Bible says that the sons of Adam were made in his likeness, meaning that they had the same corrupt nature. When Adam was created, he was created in the likeness of God, righteous, upright. But when Adam's children were born into the world, they were created in Adam's likeness. And so everyone in the world has been polluted by that corruption of sin. Now, the wicked state of their hearts soon showed up in the first murder, when Cain, out of jealousy, went out into the field and killed Abel, so that his blood gushed out into the ground. Now, with more people in the world, there were also more murders in the world. And the world became a very violent place. As the people multiplied, so the evil deeds of people multiplied. And just as a filthy fountain gushes forth pollution over and over and over, so the world was filled with evil people committing terrible sins. Now, in those first years after creation, people lived a very long time. Adam lived a total of 900 years, and Methuselah, who lived the longest, he lived a total of 969 years. Now, today I want to talk about a man called Enoch, and he only lived 365 years. That's a year for every day in 1 year. There are 365 days in 1 year, and that's exactly how long Enoch lived in years. Now, Enoch was Adam's great-great-great-great-grandson. He was the seventh generation from Adam, and Enoch was born 622 years after creation. And we have that genealogy and those numbers right in the early chapters in the book of Genesis. The Bible says that for the first 65 years, Enoch was like all other men. He was corrupt. He was polluted by sin. And then at the birth of Methuselah, it appears that that was a message from God, because from the birth of Methuselah and the next 300 years, Enoch, we are told, walked with God. And so Enoch was a godly man. And just think of it, for 300 years he walked with God. And so we know that it was possible then for men to please God, even where many others were wicked. Now, walking with God means pleasing Him. And the New Testament book of Hebrews tells us that Enoch believed God and he pleased God. Now, if someone invites you to walk with them, you first of all have to meet him. You have to go to him and start walking right on the spot where he or she is. And Enoch, well, to walk with God, he had to go to God and he had to befriend God. Also, to walk with someone, you have to walk alongside the person in the same direction that they are going. Now, Enoch learned how to keep in step with God, and he learned what pleased God. Now, how can we do that? We learn what pleases God, of course, from the Bible, by reading and studying God's own word. We also need to know the Ten Commandments. And every boy and girl, and indeed every person in the world, should know the Ten Commandments, because these are the ten laws by which we walk with God and by which we please God. Now, these commandments, of course, number one, have no other gods. Worship God only. Two, do not take God's name in vain. Our use of God's name in worship and witness should always be reverent. It should be holy. Number three, do not make any likeness of God. No idols, no pictures of God, nor of the Lord Jesus, because remember, he too is God in our likeness. Number four, keep the Sabbath day holy. There is one day in seven that we are to keep. Now, for Christians, that's the Lord's Day, and today we meet to worship, we meet to serve the Lord. We are free from work. Many people are, and the history of our country is that the first day of the week is the day when Christians worship God. Fifthly, honor your mum and dad, and that's a fundamental building block of all society. Our honor and respect to our parents comes first. Number six, thou shalt not kill. Don't do what Cain did to Abel, but to work to preserve life. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That means to believe in marriage between one man and one woman. That is God's will, and that is what pleases God. Enoch had a wife, Enoch had children, and he walked with God. Do not steal. Put it back if it doesn't belong to you. Do not tell lies. That means to tell the truth. And then number 10, do not covet. Be happy for others having nice things, and be content with the things that you own yourself. And this is how we please the Lord. If you don't keep these commandments in your heart, then you just can't be pleasing God. If you say, it doesn't matter, I'll do my own thing, then you're not walking with God. You're not pleasing God, but rather you're going on in the ways of sin. Now, walking also means that you keep a steady pace. It's not like running and then sitting. It means to be steady going. It means to be obedient every day, that we might enjoy God's presence every day. And to walk with God, you must not go in different directions. You cannot just serve God in the morning and then forget him in the afternoon and evening. You cannot serve God just on the Lord's Day and forget about God the other 6 days. Walking with God means a constant, steadfast, consistent, pleasing the Lord. Now, because Enoch kept the Ten Commandments, he chose his friends very carefully. As he walked with God, he could not walk with those who mocked God or who mocked his word. He could not have company and hang out with bad people who talked about evil things. And this is one of the things we must learn to do, and that is to choose our friends very carefully. You want to choose a friend who honors God by keeping his Ten Commandments. If people mock and joke about those commandments, well, you can't make them your friends. You can't walk with them and walk with God at the same time. And that's what every new Christian must do. When you become a disciple of the Lord Jesus and you want to please God and walk with Him, then you must separate from those who want to walk in evil things, because your heart is set to walk with the Lord. Now, Enoch walked with God in these ways for 300 years. And so we also can do it for our lifetime. We will not live 300 years. And there is no age at which we should not be going forward, step by step with God, doing His will, seeking every hour, every day to please Him. This is what we call glorifying God, by reflecting His will and pleasing Him every day. And a Christian always wants to keep walking in the ways of the Lord, to enjoy fellowship with Him. Now, one day at age 365, Enoch went missing. No one could find him. He just disappeared. He didn't get sick. He didn't die. His body was not put into a grave. And I'm sure there were many people who wondered where he went. And the Bible says that God took him. God carried Enoch straight into heaven. And nobody knows how that happened. God just lifted him out of this world and brought him into heaven. Now, when people die, their souls go missing, because their souls go immediately and secretly into heaven. Their bodies are left behind. But that is no longer the living person. The soul is gone, and the body is just a shell. After life is gone from the body and the soul has gone into eternity. Now, think of a peanut inside a shell. When the shell is opened and the peanut is gone, well, that's no longer the real peanut. And when a person dies, their soul is gone, their life is gone. Their person is gone. The body is left behind. And so when a Christian dies, it is a great blessing. And we should be happy for that person when God has taken them home to heaven. And likewise, I should be happy for my good friend, Dr. Kearns, who died very recently, just to know that he is with the Lord. And because he walked with God all his life, since he became a Christian, since the Lord saved him and washed him in his blood, since he became a disciple of the Lord Jesus, he walked with God. Therefore, we can say that God took his soul and carried him into heaven. I hope that today that you are ready to be taken from this world. Is your soul saved? Are you a Christian? Are you daily walking with the Lord, seeking to honor and please Him? The Lord Jesus commands, "Be ye also ready." Don't put off your salvation, and God may call you away from this world sooner than you may ever know. We don't know the day nor the hour when we will be taken out of this world and brought into eternity. We must stand before God, and it will either be heaven or hell. And you need to be ready. You need to be saved.
Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own His cause, or blush to speak His name? Are then the foes for me to face? Must I not stand the flood? Is this the world a friend to grace, to help me unto God? Sure I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear
You have been listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. This pandemic is getting tough. We are right in the eye of the storm. The virus is more contagious and immunization is still getting rolled out. Politicians are showing their true colors, but we are thankful that efforts are being made to control the virus and get the vaccines to the people who need them most. While we have all benefited from vaccines for many years to keep us healthy, and we can do little else but resort to this COVID-19 vaccine to do the same for us in this crisis and in years to come. We know that the Lord is over all things. He allows this virus, and he can guide us on how to control it. But in it all, it is clear the Lord's message is to all men, if they will only listen, that we are mortal and need a Savior. One of the saddest sights is a doctor taking the message to family that nothing more can be done. Your father, mother, wife, or husband is in the hands of God, this trained intellectual doctor informs. And so are we all at all times in the hands of God. The psalmist said, "My times are in thy hands." It is time for Canadians and all peoples in the world to wake up out of the sleep of humanism and man-made notions of our own autonomy. We should be sickened by that word these days. No one is autonomous. We are all souls perishing in a world of death. We therefore need a Savior. We are so thankful that we do have a Savior. His name is Jesus, the Son of God. He will save you. It is time to cry out to him to be saved from death. It is time to prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. It is time to rest in the simplicity of the gospel that Christ died for sinners as you and me. I would you would give me a call and ask for help to read the Bible and pray for salvation. I would that across this nation, souls would turn to the God of the Bible and to the Father of Christ Jesus to know the meaning of life and to know hope in death. Join with me to pray for that. Our Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence in the Savior's name. We come to thee praying for help in this time of great crisis within our nation. From Ottawa right out to Newfoundland, to the northern tips of the Arctic, and right out to this west coast. O Lord, this nation is struggling and yearning for help and for hope. O God, we pray that the light of the gospel would shine into the hearts of men, that they would be delivered from the darkness of human pride, from that wretched term, autonomy, where man seeks to be his own master, if not his own God. Oh, we cry to thee to bring sinners to the place of surrender. We pray for our prime minister. We pray for our politicians. Oh, God, let the light of the truth shine into their hearts. May they be like Saul of Tarsus on that road to Damascus, at one point set against God and set against Christians, and yet brought to his knees. We thank thee, Lord, there is power in the gospel to bring the proudest sinner to the place of full surrender. We pray, O Lord, that you will bless our health workers, doctors, nurses, and all who are working round the clock to minister to the sick and to the dying. O Lord, remember those that are suffering greatly from this COVID-19 virus. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt have great mercy. And we pray for families. We pray for the sorrowing who have lost loved ones. We pray for this nation. O God, have mercy, we pray. And may the gospel of the Lord Jesus be that very lifeline to bring men and women out of darkness into the light and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. I pray and ask that you will hear this prayer and bless your people and give saving faith to the lost, and give repentance to those that are on the pathway to destruction. Oh, hear our cry today. We ask in the mighty and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being a part of the program today. Thank you for joining with us here as we let the Bible speak. This message has been on Enoch, the man who walked with God. And my prayer and desire is that you will know what it is to walk with God through faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus. That's the beginning point. And that you will know that daily grace of going forward more and more into the very center of God's will according to his word. So enjoy your Bible and enjoy your times of prayer. Enjoy your times of praise and enjoy walking with the Lord in the light of his word. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We're on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.